Part of that is a hedge fund industry with Chinese characteristics. Regulators forbid the short selling of individual stocks, but scores of big investment managers have emerged with portfolios that encompass global and domestic assets as well as private and public markets. Operations at China's hedge funds are increasingly similar to those in global financial centers, says Gokul Laroya of Morgan Stanley, a bank. The biggest is Hillhouse Capital Management, run by Zhang Lei, with about $70 billion under management. Some are based offshore with a focus on China, like Himalaya Capital, run in Seattle by Li Lu, once seen as a potential successor to Warren Buffett. Investors in China pay close attention to their decisions. When it was revealed last year that Mr. Li had upped his stake in Postal Savings Bank of China, scores followed his lead. Shares in the bank, long derided as a stodgy state lender, have doubled in price since October. Professional fund management is now approaching a tipping point. Retail investors still make up about 80% of average daily trading volume in the stock market. In America, even with a much ballyhooed rise in day trading, they account for just about a quarter. Yet institutional investors' holdings as a share of China's market capitalization have increased from 30% in 2012 to about 50%. At this pace, says an executive at a Chinese asset manager, institutions' share of daily trading volume could hit 50% in the next 5 years. For foreign firms, the professionalization of the markets could present an opening. Nothing in China comes easily, though. For years, many officials in China feared that wily Western wolves would gobble up the banking market. But Xu Zhong, a senior banking official, observed in 2019 that the problem was in fact the opposite. "We are not open enough," he said. This hindered development. Competition was needed to help local firms improve. He added a rhetorical flourish of the kind that wins debates in Beijing. The lack of opening goes against President Xi Jinping's doctrine that China must be confident in its system. China, he concluded, should be bolder. Mr. Xu's line of reasoning has so far prevailed. There are two separate but related openings that are now drawing Chinese and global finance more closely together. The first is the opening of China's capital markets to foreign investors. Funds allocated to China have risen rapidly since 2018. The inclusion of many onshore stocks in global indices such as MSCI's flagship Emerging Markets Index has led to tens of billions of dollars in passive fund allocation a year. There has also been a rush into the country's sovereign and policy bank bonds, a tempting alternative to ultra-low-yielding bonds elsewhere.